Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News. Today we talk with Hillcrest Academy head girls basketball coach Kari Husinkveld about her character award from Goshen College. And coach, let's start with the Champions of Character Award. How did you find out you were nominated and ultimately awarded that?
Yeah, I received a call from the athletic director at Goshen, Harold Watson, that I had been nominated for the award, and it was a bit of a surprise, but nonetheless, very very honored to receive it. So it was definitely a fun moment to receive that call.
Tell us a bit about your time as a student and an athlete at Goshen.
Yeah, I mean, when I think back on my years at Goshen, you know, I was one of the best times of my life. You know, I wanted to be someplace that would really push me to grow academically in my faith and be a place that I could continue my basketball career. And Goshen did all those things for me. You know, it's a tough school. I was a science major, so there was quite a bit of balancing and just workload demand between, you know, being a student athlete. So like being in the classroom and working through, you know, taking difficult classes and then also the demands of basketball as well. So, you know, a place that I think of very fondly, and it was really nice to be back on campus homecoming weekend as well.
How do you use some of those skills in what you do now at Hillcrest Academy as far as coaching? And where did you pick up some of, those coaching things and start to think about coaching as a career?
Yeah, I mean, I remember from a young age just quite a few of my coaches commenting that, you know, at some point they could see me getting into coaching. So I think it was always in the back of my head. But, you know, my senior year, Stephanie Miller took over as the head coach, and she's still the head coach there now. Just, you know, built a really good relationship with her. And as soon as I graduated, you know, thankfully I had the opportunity to move right into an assistant role on her staff, and just learned a lot, you know, how to communicate with your team, how to communicate with your staff. You know, received a lot of very positive direction from her. Definitely grateful for that experience, and it's served me well as I've moved on and taken over at Hillcrest.
What would you say are the most important keys for a young coach or somebody that's building a program that you've learned?
I would say patience is definitely the first thing. You know, I knew when I took over that there were going to be some things that I wanted to change, and it was just going to take some time. You know, obviously, nobody could have foreseen that we would win one game in 2 years. But, yeah, I think just having patience with the girls and what my expectations were, but also patience just with myself. You know, sometimes it can be tough when things don't quite go the way that you want it, but just, you know, trusting the process, laying a good foundation with just fundamentals, and then being patient and just allowing the work to kind of produce the results that you want over some time.
What did you think of the opportunity that Hillcrest Academy gave you in being a head coach, and your first thoughts as you took over the program?
Yeah, I mean, very excited. You know, it's been really good for both myself and I think for the girls that have come through the program so far. You know, I've learned just as much about myself probably as the girls have about themselves during our time together. So just very fortunate. It's something, it was always kind of in the back of my mind, and to be able to interact with these young ladies and just be a positive influence in their lives is something I take to heart. I take it pretty seriously. So it's been a lot of fun.
Coach, I think about your time with the program and the buzz that's surrounding it now. I mean, we can talk about wins, as you said, one over the first two, but last year right at the 500 mark and a playoff win. Do you ever take time to contemplate in the 4 to 5 years that you've been with the program how far it's come?
Every once in a while. every once in a while, yeah. But, you know, I'm constantly just kind of looking ahead, looking at what we have and what we need to do to continue building and get to that next step. So I've definitely thought about it more recently, you know, after receiving the award and, you know, giving a little talk when I was back on campus. It was definitely interesting for me to kind of reflect all the way back to the beginning and how rough things were sometimes. And you know, kind of seeing everything come full circle then, and last year really competing in every game, you know, and finally hitting that 500 mark. It just, yeah, I mean, we have come a long ways, but, you know, we're not done yet. And we'll just keep working and growing from where we're at right now.
That was Kari Husingfeld, head coach of the Hillcrest Academy girls basketball program, joining us to talk about her character award from Goshen College. You can find In Touch with Southeast Iowa online at kciiradio.com under podcasts. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.